But right now, Mike Bell, let's talk some soccer with Jason Longshore. And you get a chance to listen to Jason right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as he calls our Atlanta United games. But he also got a chance to be a part of history over the weekend. Jason, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, man, we got our, again, United 2, Atlanta United's, how would you describe it? It's the, to say farm team isn't, right? How would you describe it for guys not familiar with how this works?
The best way is probably reserve team is the way I would call it. You know, you look at how clubs around the world develop players, and they generally have that bridge between the academy, the youth players, and your first team. That's what Atlanta United 2 is. You're going to see some academy guys get their feet wet there. You're going to see some young guys sign contracts straight there. And then you're going to see some veterans mixed in. You're going to see some first-team guys get time there as well. Kind of a, all of the above on Saturday and a good win over New York Red Bulls too.
What did you see? What did you expect? Did you get what you were expecting to see, should I say, as you watched the team?
Yeah, what was impressive to me is the manager, Scott Donnelly. You know, he kind of has to roll with the punches based off what Tata Martino needs with the first team. And his group Saturday looked really organized. Backline looked good. Miles Robinson saw 90 minutes, a player that we want to see develop into a first-team center back. Mikey Ambrose, Andrew Wheeler-Aminu, both solid at outside back. The star of the show for me was the 20-year-old who's from here in Atlanta, Yosef Samuel. He had been with Philadelphia Union's academy and nearly signed a pro deal with the Union, got stuck with their second team, couldn't progress past that. Comes back here, has a goal and an assist, and was just a handful for the whole match.
As we said, New York Red Bulls, too, as you mentioned last week, they've got their own nice little thing going there as well as a feeder system. John Gallagher with two goals for Atlanta United, too. The big club, though, gets back in action this week, and I think it's Easter Sunday, and I think we go back to last season. It was still so kind of surreal. The orange ball looked like half a foot of snow for guys from some South American countries who've never seen this, let alone playing it. It was a wild first win for us last year.
Man, we might have a repeat of that, too, looking at the weather reports for this Saturday. Actually, the game is going to be Saturday night now. They moved it. It was going to be on Sunday originally.
Cool.
Saturday night, looking like temperatures around 20 degrees at kickoff, maybe an inch of snow. It's going to be a cold one up in Minnesota.
Why aren't they playing in the Viking Stadium?
Yeah, move it.
You know, what happened with that is when Minnesota started looking at MLS, the Vikings ownership looked at it as well as Minnesota United, which was a club in the North American Soccer League at the time. And the Minnesota United group put together the better bid, and they're building their own stadium. But right now they're playing at University of Minnesota. Their own stadium, though, isn't going to have a roof either. So they're going to have some home field advantage in some of these early season matches and late season matches.
Jason Longshore joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. No Barco this week, right? Tell me I'm going to get a chance to see Barco next week when I'm at a Mercedes-Benz watching LAFC.
You know, it hasn't been ruled out this week yet. This is really getting on that the cusp of that timeline, that original 4 to 6 weeks that he would be out. I'd be shocked if he started, but could he factor into the 18? Could he maybe come off the bench? It's possible. We'll see once they get back into training tomorrow kind of where Barco is. I think they're probably targeting the next two home matches because you have two big ones coming up with LAFC and then New York City FC.
It is our man Jason Longshore. Catch him and Mike Conti with the call right here on 92.9 The Game, your home of Atlanta United. Again, guys, at Longshore on Twitter if you want to talk United soccer. You know, the thing is, and we were talking about this off the air, Jason, we know we got a tremendous fan base. It was clamoring for soccer, all the support groups. Seattle, Portland does it. But then you watch and you see, you know, New York FC and that ridiculous setup at Yankee Stadium, and it's half empty. And you go look at the attendance, 20,000, 15,000. I mean, I'm worried about this thing overexpanding. You know, we've got other teams that are coming in. We were just up in Nashville. Miami's coming on board. Should the MLS maybe tap the brakes until everybody can sustain it in their cities?
No, I'm actually good with it because when you look at who the teams are leading the way, it's the newer teams. Mm. It's the teams who have come in when MLS got past that hurdle that they struggled with, you know, 10 years in of is it going to work? Is it going to succeed? How big is it going to be? The teams that have come in after that, they don't really have to deal with that baggage. And it's a lot of the original teams that are struggling. New York City is an issue with their stadium. They're going to have to get a stadium done sooner rather than later. I think that's why their attendance has declined a bit since they came in 2015. But you look at the New England Revolution. You look at the Red Bulls, who've had some issues with attendance. You look at Columbus right now, and they've got all kinds of soap opera dramas affecting their attendance. But Chicago, Dallas, a lot of the original teams are the ones who are struggling with attendance, whereas Atlanta, Seattle, Portland, Nashville had the largest attendance in the country last week for a USL match. I think Nashville will be a hit. I think Miami will be a hit.
So the old guys have basically screwed the pooch. The young guys have got to handle on it, including, as Carl said, the match when we get back home, that LAFC should be a real beast.
Yeah, it should. LAFC is going to be, you know, an interesting team. They play LA Galaxy this weekend, and LA Galaxy made the big splash last week, signing Zlatan Ibrahimovic, getting some big headlines. I don't know if it makes the Galaxy a better team on the field, but it definitely gets them, you know, a lot of spotlight right now. But LAFC, they've been the story of the season so far in MLS. Two wins in their first two matches, really unexpectedly, because they're still putting that team together. It's a dangerous attack. I think their defense is weak, and I think Atlanta United can exploit it. But their attack is among the best in the league right now.
Coming up, we'll talk some NFL in our NFL Blitz at 3 o'clock, guys. Owners' meetings going on down in Orlando and the latest with the NFL rule changes. Right now we're talking to Jason Longshore. Jason, USA is playing Paraguay in a friendly, and apparently Almiron is playing for them. Is that right?
Yeah, Almiron's called into Paraguay's camp, and Darlington Nagbe is part of the U.S. national team camp. And there's another player with Atlanta ties as part of that U.S. national team camp, Shaq Moore, who's playing for Levante in Spain right now. He's from Powder Springs, young player. This is his first national team camp. He's really come on in a big way over in Spain. I'd love to see him get an opportunity to play in this match. And, you know, you see it sometimes. Guys who are in Europe, they go there young. They start to play. They struggle for minutes consistently, and they come back to MLS. Could Shaq Moore be a guy on Atlanta United's radar down the road? We'll have to see.
Are you concerned about the minutes played? This game's tomorrow. And then, obviously, you turn back around and you got to play at Minnesota. Are you concerned about the minutes?
I am. I hope both guys don't go a full 90. And in a match like this, with both teams, you know, not going to the World Cup this summer, they're not trying to put together units to get ready for Russia and the World Cup. So it's going to be a lot of rotation. I would expect both guys to see no more than 60 minutes, hopefully closer to 45.
Jason Longshore, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Great job with the call over the weekend. And we look forward to hearing from you later in the week as we get ready for Minnesota, man. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
And pack your thermal jammies.